I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad very simply because, in fact, many times my real dad and I argued. And the reason we argued is because we disagreed on different points of view on the subject of money. And so what you'll find here again in this series is that Rich Dad, Poor Dad is really kind of a discussion between two parts of you, the part that's rich and the part that's poor. And I think that's a big part of you. I think what you'll find, that just as I had these discussions between my rich dad and my poor dad, a major part of this educational package is your discussion between the rich part of you and the poor part of you. For myself, is even though I argue with my dad many times about the subject of money, and we never saw eye to eye on it. But in the end, I am like my poor dad. My poor dad is a very great man, and he was a great teacher. So I lived the first half of my life as my rich dad, and the second half of my life, I just want to teach like my poor dad did. He was a great teacher. But what I want to teach is what my rich dad taught me. So in the end, I've become a combination of both my rich dad as well as my poor dad. Before going into the Choose to Be Rich program, I'd like to share with you why I developed this program. First of all, I want to reassure everybody that the rich are not smarter, they're not different, and they're not better than anybody else. The rich just think, they learn, and they do things differently. One of the purposes of this program is I will share with you what my rich dad taught me. My rich dad did not give me money. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. When I graduated from school, what I got from my real dad was a hearty handshake. He said, good luck, you're on your own. I had to pay for my own school, and I'll do all that. And I built myself up. So the point here I want to make is that being rich is really, first of all, a mindset. You know, and what I want to do is give you the mindset first, the ideas. The rich simply think differently. That's all. At the end of this program, you can choose which way you want to think. Do you want to think like a rich person, a poor person, a middle-class person? That's your choice. I don't think one is any better than the other. It's just that you make a clean choice for yourself. So the first part is probably the most important part because it's the thinking. It really is thinking. I think what you will find is the rich think exactly opposite of the way the middle class and poor think. It's not that they think strange. They're just opposite. And I think when you find the oppositeness, then you can make a better choice for yourself. The next part is what the rich learn. As we all know, our school systems really do not spend much time teaching us much about money, if anything at all. The rich do have an advantage because they teach their children about money at home. Most of my rich friends, their children already have investment portfolios, some of them in the millions already, before they even go to school. So they're already thinking differently. Their brains are shaped differently. My poor dad said get a job. My rich dad said learn to invest. Different priorities at home. And the third part is do it. As I said, the rich aren't really different. They just do things a little differently. And what you will find that many times you're doing the same things the rich are doing, but you're getting a different result. And I think you'll find this program entertaining. I think it'll shock you sometimes. It's designed to stretch your imagination. It's designed to challenge your beliefs. But in the end, the choice is up to you. It is your choice to be rich, poor, middle class. And the object of this program is to give you that choice. If I could say one last thing on that choice, I say to most people, if you can't get rich in America, you really can't get rich anywhere. This is the easiest country in the world to get rich. And between the years 1995 and the year 2000, if you didn't make at least $1 million, you may need to change, first of all, what you think, what you learn, and what you do. Because between 1995 and the year 2000 was the biggest economic boom in the history of the world. If you missed out on that boom, it may be time for you to start thinking, learning, and doing things differently.